Well, well, look what Malfoy sent us to play with, boys. A freshly fucked cunt. Delicious. Fucking delicious. Get off her, you dogs. I know you got hard the minute you smelt her scent, drooling at the thought of how good it would be to bury your cocks in her tight little pussy. That tasty little cunt. The tang of a turned on, horny little slut. Just look at her. Oh, my, my. What big, beautiful eyes you got. Deep. Hungry. Look at her practically begging for it. Plump, ripe lips. Sweet as strawberries. Wet. Glistening with spit every time she licks them. Don't worry, boys. I won't let those stiff, throbbing cocks go to waste. I'm a generous man. You can't fuck her. But I'll let you watch. Get yourselves off. Cover her in cum. While I fuck her. Oh. Don't like the idea. That's just too bad. She's mine. Anyone else lay a hand on her, I'll rip his fucking throat out. Oh, poor little girl. Is the big bad wolf all scary? Don't worry, love. I won't eat you. I will fucking devour you. I wonder, are you still under the hypnotic spell placed on you by the Dark Lord? Or is it wearing off? I don't know which is worse. Poor frightened little mouse. The fact you can't control your actions. Or the thought that maybe you can. After we're done with you, you could claim you were under the influence. That you couldn't help it. That you're not the filthy little fucked up slut we both know you are. That is, if you survive. Oh. Maybe you've just realized why Malfoy gave you to us. Hey, girl? No? To dispose of the fucking evidence. He wanted you fucked to death, left in the woods, or torn to pieces. Well, I'm tired of being a good lapdog and living off his scraps. You come to me, and you're gonna come for me. I'm your only hope now, girl. I won't kill you. Not if you're a good girl. 'Cause I'd just love to get one up on that smarmy bastard Malfoy. Get on your knees for your master. Oh, such lovely soft hair. What if I wrap it in my fist, pull it back, make you look up at me. This shirt is gonna have to go. Black lace bra. You were up for it tonight, weren't you? What would Mummy say about her little girl dressing like such a slut? Show 'em the goods, dearie. Look at those tits, boys. That's all you're gonna get tonight. Just a look. Better make the most of it. Here, who wants the bra? Delicious. Very feminine and demure. So innocent. Can just follow the outline of those breasts. Curve and jut. as if they're begging to be cupped and squeezed. Is that what you want? Is that what you need? My hands squeezing and fondling your tits, my hot mouth on them, kissing, licking, my teeth biting down on those hard, aching nipples. No need to fight over it, boys. There's more. Look, matching panties, still wet. The best part. They smell the sweetest. And still fucking warm. Catch! Rub your cocks on these. Look at them, girl. Fighting for a scrap of fabric. Jerking their swollen, angry cocks. You've got to learn your place, slut. And that place is drowning in a sea of cum. Just look at you. Shaking, covered in sweat and cum from being fucked by three wizards. And that's still not enough for you. Okay. Decision time, slut. Do I fuck your mouth? Or your cunt? Or do I fuck that tight little ass? I want you to know how much better I am than the pathetic wizards who couldn't satisfy you enough, who left you needy and hungry for more. You are going to come for me, and you are going to thank me for it like a good little girl. So, you get to choose which one of your tight little holes gets stretched even wider. Will it be, eh, love? Where do you want it most? Come on, slut. Tell me where you want me to fuck you, or else I'll pick myself. Ass? Looks nice and tight back there. I bet it would feel great on my cock. No? So, your pussy then? I thought so. Yeah, right. Malfoy's famous cock failed to satisfy you. You still need more. I don't even have to pull my trousers down. I just unzip and fuck you like this. Or have all your holes been stuffed so full of cum you're ready to burst? You greedy, inconsiderate little slut. Nothing to say? Okay then, since you don't need it, mouth first. Ah, fuck yes. Pull you on fucking deep right in the back of your throat. What was that? Hard to understand what you're saying with a mouth full of cock. Oh, you can't breathe. Sluts don't get the breathe, dear, you know that. You know this is exactly what you deserve, my sweet little fuck toy. Just tighten my hands here around your neck and thrust my cock deeper in your throat, watching you. I'll wait for the panic to fill your eyes until the moment I know the fear is set in and you need that breath. Fuck. At that exact second when the uncertainty hits and you start to think I may not let you go in time, I'll take out my cock and let you gasp a breath before I shove it back in your slut throat. But what if I don't, eh? What if I don't, girl? If I wanted to choke you on my cock, how would you stop me? So, be a good little girl. If you misbehave, I will choke you so fucking hard you pass out, and slap your face back into consciousness. Do you understand, whore? Hell, I might even just do that for fun anyway, just to see the look on your face as you gasp for air. Oh! God, that was good. Look how fucking hard you've made me. See the pre-cum dribbling down my cock. Ah! Fuck! I said, look how fucking hard you made me! See this? See my cock? Look at it. Rock hard. Throbbing. Pre-cum glistening on the tip. This is what you do to me. I am going to fucking skewer you with it. Stretch that tight little cunt. Pound you into submission. Hammer you like a fucking battering ram and make you cum. Those arrogant assholes at Malfoy Manor were just the warm-up. Just dildos for you to pleasure yourself with. Oh, tears, little girl. Stop trying to keep your legs together. I'll just fucking part them. There. Open, exposed, vulnerable. What you got for me down there? Let me just slide my fingers into you. Just a minute ago, you were begging me to stop. Then what the fuck are your juices doing all over my hand? Yeah? See that? Open up. Lick my fingers clean. Taste what a filthy little slut tastes like. Oh. Good girl. Looks like your body has already guessed what's going to happen. You're fucking soaked. Is this what you dreamt about? All those lonely nights after your lessons. Finger fucking yourself in your room. Dreaming of Malfoy's cock like some lovesick little groupie. Werewolves are shunned by the wizarding world. Hated. Despised. A wizard, Lyle Lupin, once said to me, werewolves are soulless and evil. They deserve nothing but death. So, I took his only son and turned him, infected him with the curse of lycanthropy. I hate the wizards as much as I do muggles. What have they ever done for us, boys? They would keep us chained up like house pets, licensed like a bloody Jack Russell. They would make us deny who we are. But I want to take what is mine, by right. The freedom to run with the moon, the freedom to hunt, to taste flesh. Follow me, boys. Serve me well, and this will be your reward. Hundreds like her, obedient little fuck toys. Yours for the taking. The chance to fuck a pure blood witch is just too good to pass up. I'm gonna fucking treat you like your kind would treat mine. I will trample on whatever is left of your pride, drench you in sweat and cum so you stink of me. Mark you as mine. If we can't win any other way, boys, we'll breed 'em out. You're mine, little girl. Mine to use. Mine to take. Mine to breed. I'm gonna fuck a baby into you. Spread your legs wider. Touch your toes. Show them that sweet little pussy glistening with juices. Your thighs are soaked right now. You're fucking dripping, and the smell of a turned-on little fuck slut is practically driving us wild. Look at me. I said, look at me. Good girl. Now, I'm just gonna slide my cock in that tight little cunt. Oh. That's so good. I can feel you squeezing down on my cock like that. Fuck, 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 yes. Oh, give it to me. I can feel your tight little cunt clenching, rippling along my shaft. Such a greedy little slut. So fucking hungry. Go on, squirm on my cock, you pathetic little cum whore. Leaking out of you. Fuck. I'm going to give you a gift now. I'm going to make you one of us. Bite you. A baby into that tight little cunt of yours. I am the kids of your eyes. Mascara tear tracks on your cheeks. Lipstick smeared across that fuckable mouth. Tits out, your nipples so hard and aching. And that look in your eyes. Pleading. Begging. You've just been fucked into submission by my thick cock. You're covered in cum. painting a thick white crust all over your face, pussy and ass. A dozen horny men standing over you with their cocks still throbbing, oozing pre-cum ready for round two. Fucking sex-fueled animals who want nothing more than to fill all your filthy little fuck holes with cock and leave you a hot, wet, quivering mess, crying your eyes out in the mud. And you loved it. Good girl. Oh, fuck, that's so cute. Whimpering for mummy. You pathetic little fuck. You still don't get it. Your parents gave you to Lucius Malfoy to pay off a debt. Like you were fucking currency. I wonder how much a virgin cunt was worth. Don't you see? Your humiliation. Your suffering. Your torment. It's all because of them. Oh, that's better. A flash of anger in those tear-stained eyes. Anger is good. Anger gives you strength. Anger gives you purpose. All you needed, my pretty little pet, was someone to lead you into the dark woods. Return to your loving family at the first full moon. Show Mummy and Daddy what a good girl you've become. Thank them for their care of you. In your own special way. Life is a bitch, love. And now, so are you.